places like the great acharyas, the physical needs go down. I said, Sri Raghunatha Goswami would eat once in 3 days a little bit curd or something like that. So is it that our physical needs also should go down as we spiritually advance? There are exceptions, and the exceptions demonstrate something exceptional. The exceptions don't replace the standard. We have Raghunatha Goswami, who would eat very little. But then we also have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. They would cook and they would have elaborate feasts. And that is also celebrated as an integral part of bhakti. So it is that at different great souls are used by the Lord to demonstrate different spiritual principles. So Raghunath Das Goswami is used by Lord Chaitanya to demonstrate the principle of renunciation at an extraordinary high level. But that does not mean that everybody has to be renounced at that level. No. There was Advaita Acharya, there was many other saints who were actually as spiritually advanced as Raghunath Das Goswami. Maybe more also, we don't know. But still, they were not practicing that kind of renunciation. So the point is that there are always exceptions which demonstrate an exceptional principle. And we can take inspiration from that. But the exception doesn't replace the rule. The rule is yuktaha raviharasya. As Krishna says, one who eats too much or eats too little. One who sleeps too much or sleeps too little. That person cannot become a yogi. Natya ashutastu yogosthi na chaikanta manashnita. Na chati supna shilasya jagruto naivacharjuna. In 6.16, 17, 18, Krishna talks about this quite elaborately. So for us, see, the important thing is that we don't let anything become a distractor from Krishna. So it was not that Raghunatha Goswami was thinking, you know, I want future generations to remember how renounced I was, and therefore I will take only this much. This much. Once in 3 days I will eat something. It is not like that. He was so busy absorbing Krishna that he didn't think about food. On the other hand, you know, we fast Nirjal once and we want everyone to know I fasted Nirjal. You know? So even when you're fasting Nirjal, we are not thinking about Krishna, we are thinking about how many people will praise me for fasting and fasted Nirjal. So we are not really thinking about Krishna at that time. So the important thing is that in general, the material, if we go either to either extreme, if I eat too much, if I become too attached to food, and I'm constantly thinking about food, then food can become a competitor to Krishna. Instead of thinking about Krishna, I'm always thinking about food. But at the other side also, if I don't take food at all, you know, if I decide I'm going to fast Nirjal, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chapati, dal, rice, Hare Krishna, chapati, dal, rice, Hare Krishna. I'm thinking about chanting Hare Krishna, but I'm thinking about food. Well, if that is happening, better take some food and come back and chant Hare Krishna with more focus. See it? So if we go to either extremes, then what happens? Either too much or too little. Then our consciousness gets consumed by that thing. And attached, that's why raga dvesha vimukta istu. We want our emotions to be available to be invested in Krishna. If there is material attachment, then our emotions get invested in that. If there is material deprivation, then again our emotions get invested in that. Oh, I'm not getting this, I'm not getting this, I'm not getting this. Well, it's a fundamental biological need. So the point is that we should learn to position our material life in such a way that it helps us focus on Krishna. And we move forward. So now, this is different people may need to eat different amounts of food. So most of us know that the Pandavas, when they were in the forest, whatever, they were living like Brahmanas. So they would get food in charity. Now whatever food they would get, Kunti or Draupadi, whoever was there, she would divide that food into two. One half would go to Bhima. And the other half would be divided into five parts. The four Pandavas and Kunti or Draupadi, whoever was with them. Say, you are eating so much. Now it's interesting that that Bhima who eats so much, there's a name for him for that. Now he's not called a glutton. He's called Vrukodara, one who had a wolf-like belly. Now that was just his appetite, and he would work that much also. And sometimes the Pandavas would get tired, then actually Bhima would carry all the Pandavas and Kunti with him. He just run through the forest. He had so much energy. So what happened? That was what he was eating. The important thing is that it was not that he was eating so much and going to sleep. He was eating and serving. So different people will have different levels of requirement for sleeping. The important thing is that we are in a consciousness, in a state of consciousness where we can focus on serving Krishna constructively. So we can strive to decrease our biological needs, but the decrease should be organic. It should be natural. It's not that we focus too much of our energy in decreasing our eating. Our focus should be on serving Krishna. And as we keep serving Krishna, we get a higher satisfaction in serving Krishna. Then the biological side will automatically decrease. Does that answer your question? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaura Prema.